Well done, dear girl. You and Zangief are the only ones I can trust these days. I'm certain you would. Now go, get cleaned up and rested. You too, Zangief. We have a most momentous day ahead of us. Most momentous indeed. During the Cold War, the British trusted no one, not even their closest allies. They assembled the firing codes to all of the known nuclear missiles on the planet. And now, on this tiny bit of plastic, I hold their legendary Doomsday codes and the very life of the planet in my hand. A life whose moment is ending at Bison's hand.
My destiny is to end all destiny!
Perhaps I should have let you and your moronic teammate execute Cammy. She's starting to bore me. But then, none of that will matter after tonight anyway. My recent contact with Kali convinced me that I've been wrong in trying to subjugate the world.
If not to rule the world, why did you want the Doomsday Codes?
Kali doesn't want me to rule this small sand planet. Kali wants me to destroy it. Come on, Burke. Don't pass out on me. You'll miss tonight's big show. You'll miss seeing me launch all of those lovely nuclear missiles. You'll miss the end of the world. Ah, Burke, so you are alive. Good. I hoped you'd make it. I so wanted to share my moment of ultimate triumph with someone other than your brutish, and I might add, foul-mouthed companion, Rory. Don't touch the cables, Burke. The cyborg can tolerate much more abuse than a normal man. The cable's electric charge would kill you, and it's still just a bit too soon for you to die.
If you want someone to witness your moment of glory, why aren't your henchmen here with you?
I fear that my associates might have reservations about my true plan, so I've been forced to keep it a secret from them all. In fact, in a rather melodramatic turn of events, an old and trusted friend has chosen to betray me. Now the swift justice of Shadaloo will strike him down for allowing Guile and his Street Fighter safe passage through Shadaloo's airspace.
So then, you still haven't won. My money's on Guile. He has an uncanny knack for taking you down.
Don't be rude to your host, Burke. Really, Rory? I'm shocked.
Who do you love, Cammy?
Burke, observe. Observe the beginning of the end. In 10 minutes, all of the world's nuclear arsenal will lift off, encircling the Earth in the crushing embrace of total annihilation. Burke, it was not I who built the global arsenal. And if memory serves me, it was your beloved employer, MI5, who betrayed every nation in the world by stealing and compiling their nuclear codes, thereby enabling me to do what I do now. Your moral high ground is quite muddy, my friend. Ah, visitors. Let's see who's knocking at my door. Ah, well, let them amuse themselves with trying to break in. No one shall intrude upon my final preparations.
Excluding your beloved Cammy, of course.
Well, of course, but how did you...
Thanks to your training, there's not a locked room in the world that can keep me out. It's time I paid you back for your personal involvement with my life. Give love a nice big kissy kiss.
I'd advise cheering the home team, Burke.
You killed them. You killed my parents. And you drugged me. You brainwashed me.
Yes, yes, I killed your father. What is it with you women anyway? I killed my father too, and you don't hear me whining about it.
Nothing works. I can't stop the countdown.
More heroes. No one left to oppose me.
All humanity opposes you, Bison.
Tiger!
You should have known better than to think ordinary soldiers could kill Sagat.
Traitor!
I have a master, I assure you, it's not you!